Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Thank you for making Locked On MLB your first listen, as we're available for free on all podcast platforms. This show is brought to you in part by Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com for amazing selection and reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. This episode is being dropped on the 26th day of October 2021, and we're going to be talking about the World Series, which is starting in just a matter of hours, and some thoughts about the Braves, some thoughts about the postseason in general, a plea to Astros fans, which probably won't make me any friends, and quite frankly, I don't care, and what I'm hoping for, and maybe a restructuring of how we do our postseason. We're going to talk about all of it. As I said, we're available everywhere, including here on YouTube for those of you watching me. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're Locked On MLB Pod. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. As you can see from my little graphic here, my Twitter handle is at Sully Baseball. If you're going to follow me on Instagram, I'm at Sully Baseball Podcast. Why? Because someone else has at Sully Baseball. For those of you who don't know who I am, as I know we have some new listeners, some new watchers, I've been a writer of baseball from the Hardball Times. You've seen my work in the Sporting News. You've seen my work at USA Today. I've appeared on HBO in such documentaries as Curse of the Bambino, Reverse the Curse of Bambino, the Nesson documentary, Spaceman. I also appeared in the feature film. I've done a lot. I've been a television producer. I've been a performer, an actor, a writer. I'm now a teacher at a school in Los Angeles, and I've been doing podcasting for a decade. I used to have my own show called the Sully Baseball Daily Podcast, and when that ended, because just sometimes life gets in the way, and I couldn't devote the time I wanted to do it, Locked On asked me, hey, do you want to do it here? And I revised the show. It's no longer called Sully Baseball. It's now Locked On MLB. And I've been doing this since the beginning of the 2019 season. So we got all the 2019 season, the truncated 2020 season. Now we're going into my third World Series as a host in the Locked On Podcast Network. And it's been a lot of fun. I hope some of you have enjoyed going on the ride and floating down the river, Sully. So those of you who've been following me, there's a reason I brought all that up. And those who've been following me for the last decade or so know that I'm brought this up a bunch of times. I did a whole video on this, and I may post it on Sully Baseball on Twitter, a video I did back in 2011. And the video basically was me saying, we need to have the postseason in September. We need to do some major league revamping of the postseason for this reason. It's not because I dislike baseball. I love it. You're not going to find someone who loves baseball more than me. But the fact of the matter is, you're going to see the World Series go on until November. November. If this series goes, well, I mean, well, look, it's going to go into November no matter what. You know, we're going to have Game 3 is going to be on Halloween. And then, you know, Game 4 is going to be in November. So no matter what happens in this postseason, you're going to be seeing November baseball. Now, I guess if it's a sweep, that's right. It's right. Game 5 would be Halloween. So if it's a 5-game series, it won't go into November. Baseball is a summer sport. It has my attention the whole time, but it's going to lose attention of people once we start moving into autumn. And if we're going to be closer to Christmas than we are to Labor Day, then baseball may have overstayed its welcome for a lot of people. Quite frankly, I think that if you restructure the season, and you have the great pennant race be in August when people are still on summer vacation, there's still excitement for summer, and you have the wild card game around Labor Day, and you have the baseball playoffs somewhere in September, I think you're going to get a lot of eyeballs and a lot of attention. You're going to be able to keep people's attention wrapped instead of sacrificing it for football in the 2 months when baseball is at its best, September and October. So I've made that suggestion for years, and I absolutely believe it's true. And I also think we need to tighten up the postseason schedule a little bit. The idea that the season ends on a Sunday and there's some playoff teams who don't start playing again until Friday is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You should schedule, you know, the Monday and Tuesday, wildcard game and the travel day, or the sort of the contingency day. And then just Wednesday, boom, get going with the postseason. I mean, I just think that I'm always going to love postseason baseball. I'm just worried as they're trying to expand it and we're trying to increase interest of, you know, fans, and we're starting to see a potential labor. The drum beats for a lockout are already being heard, as there's some of the winter meetings are being canceled because the owners are going to lock things out. If you're going to do any of that, you can do any of that labor stuff during the off season. You cannot miss a single day, because once you get out of people's queues, they'll go right to their Netflix queues, easy for you to say, whether Amazon or YouTube or whatever, and watch something else. It's a different animal than 1994. You can't afford a labor strike, and you also have to be at a point where you're at catching people's attention. You have my attention. I'm thinking baseball during the Super Bowl, but not everyone's going to be thinking baseball in November. You don't want people's thought to be, baseball's still on? You don't want that fatigue. You don't want that Solo, A Star Wars Story fatigue of, oh God, another, we're still here, we're still doing this. You'd rather get people excited. And so I've been saying that for a long time. And I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. It's just, I think there needs to be restructuring in baseball. I think we need to realign. I think you need to expand by two teams. You got to figure out what you're doing with Oakland and Tampa Bay. I would love Oakland and Tampa Bay to stay. And I'm going to be doing a couple episodes as we're in the offseason about why I don't think Tampa Bay is the disaster that people always try to make it out to be. And I think that there is a solution, maybe a strange solution, but it does not involve sharing the season with Montreal. That's just lunacy. But that being said, I think they should be restructuring the leagues. I think that the expansion fee may help defray some of the costs of what happened in the COVID season. Those extra jobs will make the union happy, and hopefully that will go a long way to having some labor peace. I think you should have regional divisions, four regional divisions, North, South, Central, West, and figure out which teams are in there. You can have the Red Sox, Phillies, Mets, Yankees all in the same division. Same thing with like the Reds, Cubs, White Sox, Brewers, Cardinals, they're all in the same one. Padres, Dodgers, Giants, A's, Angels, Mariners. Ways you can do it, I think it would be a lot of fun, boost a lot of interest, and you kind of figure out the playoff system from the champions of each regional division, and eventually they go on to the World Series. That's what. And if you're going to do that, then you either do universal DH or universal no DH. You pick one of the two. There's a lot of things I think you can do. But the first and foremost is tighten up the playoffs so they're not falling into November. The first November game in the World Series was in 2001. That's because of 9/11. Okay? That's why it was delayed. And having it delayed because of what? You know, expand, you know, it doesn't make sense, and you're in danger. Not from me. And if you're watching this or listening, it's probably not from you. But you're in danger of being the thing that wouldn't leave. The old John Belushi sketch. Okay, I just dated myself. You're in danger of being the end of the Lord of the Rings movie that kept having ending after ending after ending. So when the heck is this movie over? Okay? You want it to be a thrilling ending instead of dragging yourself to the end. And I'm enjoying the postseason because I'm me. That's what I love. But we got to see, we got to make sure that these games are available on devices. And you're starting to see they're doing things like that, like coming up with ways for you to watch your home games and devices. That's great. That's good news. It's going to mean soon the end of blackouts. It's all this is good news. It's smart. It's moving. It's dragging baseball into the 21st century as we're 20% of the way through this century. But you got to make sure there's always going to be labor peace, not missing a single game, and then making sure, I think, to put the playoffs at the point where it'll be the most exciting, which is September. And it ends in October, the first week of October. You have the World Series. Boom. What's wrong with that? If you have any ideas of what's wrong with that, please send it to me via Sully Baseball. Look, I want baseball year-round, but at the same time, I understand that that's not always going to be the smartest thing to do. And maybe, just maybe, you can make a few little repairs to the baseball season, and it can make it more enjoyable for everybody. Kind of like when you need to make repairs to your car, and you go to Rock Auto. Now, with the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions and wait for the person behind the counter ordering the parts on the computer, choosing only brands that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access at rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or a dealership? Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto parts need. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, truck, and write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. Okay, I'm going to now tiptoe into dangerous territory for this podcast, but it's something that needs to be said. Astros Twitter does not like me. I know that. I read the comments because I've spoken my mind about what I think is a funny scandal, what I think is kind of a goofy scandal. And it's one of the reasons why it's fun to poke at it, because it doesn't involve violence. It doesn't involve drug taking. It doesn't involve crimes being committed. It revolves around silly cheating. It happened in 2017. That's not my opinion. That's what they were found guilty, and they did the whole "we're sorry we were caught" thing. Okay, so it's a fact that they were cheating in 2017. We found out after the 2019 World Series, which means 2019, if there's any talks about cheating on that one, you can't automatically dismiss it, because we knew they were cheating. They hadn't been caught yet. And when cheaters cheat and they succeed, they don't suddenly say, "let's stop doing that." Now, I know the Red Sox also were cheating in 2018 when they won the World Series. And Red Sox fans, yeah, yeah. That 2018 title, we should look at that a little sideways. Now, I know that Astros fans want to move on from 2017 and not have that scandal mentioned anymore. I said before, it's not up to Astros fans to move on. It isn't. It's up for everyone else. When you're the one who did, when your team is the one that did it, you don't get to be the one to say, "let's move on." If someone, if you stole from someone and say, "hey, you stole from me," it's like, "well, you know what? Let's move on from that. I stole from, but like, can we just move on? I think it's time to move on." You don't get to decide that. I just bit my tongue in the process. That was an Astros fan with voodoo going on. I got to say something, Astros fans who have been, you know, a fun, lively group on Twitter, but also with a little bit of a persecution complex. Listen to me and listen to me closely, because I'm going to boil it down to this simple sentence. You can't have it both ways. What do I mean by that? I see Astros fans, including some that I'm friends with, and you know who you are. Some of them even host shows on the Lockdown Podcast Network, H-Town, saying they want to, you know, it's a tired old story, 2017. Why are people bringing it up? It's terrible, you know, da-da-da. Fine. At the same time, Astro fans crow about 2017. Now, this is three trips to the World Series in 5 years. This is a great run. Okay. You can't have it both ways. You can't ask people to forget about the cheating in the 2017 World Series and at the same time crow about the victory in the 2017 World Series. If I stole money from you and then went on a big spending spree, and you said, hey, you stole from me. I said, do you want? I think it's time to move on. But look at this. Look at this computer I bought with the money that I stole. But you stole that money from me. Hey. Why do you keep bringing that up? Why are you getting? Oh, but by the way, that also bought this ring. Isn't this ring beautiful? I bought with the money I stole. You can't have it both ways. You can't crow about a series, which everyone knows you cheated. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. And it was a razor-thin series that could have gone either way. The slightest bounce here or there. Yes, I know the Dodgers lost two games at home. They also lost razor-thin games at Houston. And we know what they were doing. And so, yeah, if you're going to say, we won that. Yeah, but you were cheating. Why do you bring that up? Pick one. I hold up two fingers. Pick one. Either crow about it and know people are going to call the Astros out on the cheating scandal, or don't crow about 2017 and just crow about this one. Now look at this one. There is, despite what was it, Ryan Tepera of the White Sox, despite what he said, there's no reason to think that this was not done on the up and up. People were watching this team like a hawk. They knew that they were, one wrong step was going to just blow up in their face. There is no reason at all to believe that the 2021 pennant was not won on the level. And a lot of the key players from 2021 weren't even on the team in 2017. In fact, in the game that's going to start tonight between Houston and Atlanta, the starting pitcher for Atlanta, Charlie Morton, was the big pitching star for that World Series. He was the pitcher on the mound when the Astros won the World Series. So as I mentioned in the World Series preview we did with H-Town and Eric and Jake the other day, that there's going to be a tremendous irony about people who will be rooting hard for the Braves because of the cheating that the Astros did in 2017, and they'll be cheering for a pitcher who benefited from the cheating directly and was the one celebrating on the mound when they won that very series that is under scrutiny. Yes, I get it. I'd like to move on from it too, and I was psychologically ready. I think everyone needed to get their booze out because we found out about it after the 2019 season, and there was no chance for fans to boo them in 2020 because of COVID. So it kind of built up. And of course, the Astros going on the run where they nearly got back to the World Series built up that bile in people. And so when they finally, after a year and a half and wanting to boo, the fun element of booing, to be able to boo a team after a year of COVID and riots and hatred in the streets and violence and everything that's been so awful. The Capitol riot, the threats and the dying and the fires and everything. To be able to go to a ballpark and have the fun of booing because of banging a trash can. It's cathartic. It's good. And yeah, that's the cost of doing business. The Astros were basically unpunished. They lost their manager and their GM. Okay. None of the players got punished. Nothing was taken away. So there you go. That's the cost of business. So you can't have it both ways, Astros fans. If you're going to crow about 2017, know that people are going to remind you of 2017. And if you say, we want to put that behind us, then stop crowing about it. You understand? You have a new pennant to crow about. This is the positive thing for Astros fans and moving on. This would actually be a good thing for baseball in a very weird way, that the Astros would have a championship that goes beyond scrutiny and that Astros fans can put, hey, this is a real one. This is this we won. You can't question this. And you always crow about your most recent one, which is why Red Sox fans should be very, very careful about crowing about the 2018 World Series. Okay? You only can crow about the most recent one. And if they can do that with this team, so they look, hey, look, you have no problems with this one. So crow all you want about that. But it also, Astros fans know, you're still the bad guys. 29 fan bases are rooting against you. If you win a World Series that's on the up and up, and you're still the bad guys, that's a fun place to be. Embrace that. Absolutely embrace that. It's good for baseball in a weird way. Why? Good villains are build up baseball enthusiasm. The Yankees are kind of a tired villain now. They're not winning titles anymore. They're not getting to the World Series anymore. The Red Sox are kind of a boring villain now. The Astros are a really good one. It's a fresh villain. You know? Like if they rehash the Joker for every once in a while. Well, the Astros could be the Heath Ledger Joker, or what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix Joker. You know, the Red Sox are the Jack Nicholson and the Yankees are the Cesar Romeros. This analogy makes sense in my head. You can't have it both ways, Astros fans. You can't say, move on from 2017 while you crow about 2017. And you can't say, stop bringing it up. You're bringing it up. When you say 3 out of 5 years, it's, yeah, what about those other ones? Oh, why do you keep bringing it up? Because you just did. You're showing off the jewelry that you paid with stolen money. Talk about the one you earned. Okay? So, oh, I'm going to get lots of angry tweets about it, but all the angry tweets I'm going to get are going to be from accounts from Astros fans, which makes me know I'm right. It's going to stun you, Astros fans, as part of me wants you to win the World Series. That's true. That's how much I love Dusty Baker. That's how much I think having a villain like the Astros will be good for baseball. That's why I love Zach Greinke, too. I think Zach Greinke is good for baseball. And to have Astros fans, and many great, great Astros fans that I know, look at you, Richard Perez, loyal all these years, to have a title that you don't have to worry about people bringing up trash cans about. That's what could happen. Can't have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways because that is disingenuous. Absolutely is. And look, the Astros are favored to win the World Series. And if you really think they are, then put a bet on them. If you want to make a bet, go to Bet Online, which is your number one spot for all the baseball, basketball, and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From baseball, basketball, baseball postseason, sorry, football. Easy for you to say this, Reed. NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online is where the game starts. All right, let's head over to Locked On Now for some insider insight. Let's head over to Locked On Now, where Kanani Stevens has Gordon Beckham for some insider thoughts on the beginning of the World Series.
I'm Kanani Stevens with another Locked On MLB Insider Report, joined here by Gordon Beckham, our MLB Insider. The World Series stage is set. It's going to be Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, obviously some of the two hottest teams. They've made it to this point to make it to the World Series, but the Astros seem like they're here quite often. I think what we mentioned, their third appearance in 5 years in the World Series. So are you surprised that they made it back to this point, Gordon?
No, I think they're a really good team. I mean, they're super talented. Obviously, they have kind of a checkered past with everything that's gone on over the last 5 years. But the fact that they're back there this year just shows how good they are, right? I mean, they're easily the best offensive team I think I saw most of the year. I mean, like, they were just really, really good. I actually called the White Sox-Houston games in the middle of the season when the White Sox were a pretty good team and Houston just buried them. So their offense is really, really good, and their bullpen's been great. I mean, they've been relying on that because their starters have kind of struggled in a lot of ways. So they're a hot team, both teams are hot right now. I think that when you get to the World Series, you don't really have somebody that sneaks by. I mean, Atlanta had to play Milwaukee and then the Dodgers. And, I mean, the Dodgers were playing really well. They beat the best team in the regular season, the Giants, and then got to the Braves. And I think they kind of ran out of gas. But the Braves look good. They're trending in the right direction. This is going to be a great great World Series. I think it's anybody's game. It just a matter, just the small things are really going to add up and matter in the series, as they always do when it's on the line.
We can't take much away from Atlanta. Obviously, they're in the playoffs almost every year, it feels like, as well. Obviously, to make the World Series, that's a big jump for them. But is this going to be something where experience plays a big role for the Astros because they've been here so much? Or is this something where, the Braves are really hot and to have gotten to this point, they might continue rolling that way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do think that there might be some World Series jitters by the Braves, but I think at the end of the day, they're finding a way to get big hits in big situations, and I think that's going to continue. They just finished their series against the Dodgers, and they're a little bit they're coming off the field a little bit later than the Astros did, and so the Astros had this kind of layoff. Sometimes I don't think this will happen, but you can get away from the game and you just kind of lose a little bit of the feel when you have days off. So it might take them a minute or two to get going, and I think that for the Braves to really take this series, I think they're going to need to jump out to a hot start, get going early against this starting staff for the Astros, which is, banged up and struggled a little bit. So the Braves have everything in their favor that if they can come out and their bats can do the talking, because their pitching staff is really, really good, and they're lined up. They have Charlie Morton going in game one. So the Braves have got a great chance to do this. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see if the layoff for the Astros gets them off to a little bit of a rusty start. And if the Braves can take advantage of that, if that does happen, they'll be in a driver's seat going back to Atlanta in game 3, 4, and 5.
I think with those layoffs and for longer for some teams than others, it's a lot going to come down to management style. When you look at this, Dusty Baker, obviously he's been around forever and a day with a newer team this time around. But how do you kind of see these two managers dealing with their teams facing off against each other?
Well, it's always fluid. I mean, you just have to basically manage the way your team's playing. And obviously they can't play, Dusty Baker has no really say on how they start out, but he's got to be able to adjust for if the offense is there, if the starting pitching is going a little bit deeper, maybe than they did in the ALCS, maybe they stick with them a little bit longer. But it's just a game of feel, right? I mean, it doesn't always have to be A plus B equals C. I mean, there's just different ways to get there. I think Dusty Baker's been doing it a long time. I know he wants this World Series, but Brian Snicker with Atlanta has been around just as long as Dusty. I mean, not as long as a head coach. I mean, excuse me, head coach, manager. But at the end of the day, like he has been tried and true. And an interesting thing too is Brian Snicker's son is the assistant hitting coach for the Astros. So it's going to be kind of a nice little father son matchup in the World Series. But both these managers really have the respect of their players, and both are really highly regarded. So they don't seem to make a lot of mistakes when it comes to X's and O's of the game. I mean, they generally bring in the right people at the right time, and it's just on them to go with their gut and both of these managers do. I mean, I'm sure they look at the analytics, but a lot of what they do is based on their gut instinct, and it's proven to be pretty good so far.
I think those are all valid points. Of course, you really have to go with it, especially in the postseason when anything can happen. So let's play a little game. For Houston, if they're going to win this series, what do you feel that they really need to focus on?
Well, I think that starting pitching is huge, and their bats. I mean, obviously this, there's only so many things you can pick from, but their starting pitching has struggled and their bullpen has been super taxed. So even though they've had 3 days off, those innings add up. I mean, these guys are the last two guys standing, Braves and Astros. And when you've had bullpens that are being used like a lot over the first two series, that adds up. And sometimes those guys can't close that out. So for them to win, the starting pitching has to go deeper in the games, and then their offense has to continue doing what it's been doing most of the year.
Okay. Now on the reverse, what do you think Atlanta really needs to focus on for them to be successful and, get through here with a championship?
It's starting pitching. It's starting pitching for me. If the Braves pitching staff shows up and are effective like they have been and keep numbers down on the other side, keep runs to a minimum, I think that the Braves are going to be tough to beat, because the bread and butter for the Astros is their offense. If they don't score runs, I mean, they're while their staff has done fine, they're starting pitching struggles, and then they have to give it to their bullpen that's already taxed. So I really think the key to the Braves is starting pitching, their starting staff. If they can go deep into games, give their bullpen a chance, because some of those guys in the bullpen for the Braves have been lights out. I mean, Tyler Matzek has had one of the most amazing postseasons you can find for a reliever. And Will Smith, to close it out, has been very good as well. So if they can pitch, if they can get deeper into games, I think that they're going to get enough hits to win this series.
Have to agree with you. I think if these are close one-run games, you got to go with the Braves on that front. Do you have an official prediction for us? Who do you think is going to win?
I haven't even thought about it, so this is coming out of left field exactly in my brain, which is generally out to left field. But I would say – I'm going to say the Braves in six. I mean, I think that they're trending in the right way. I think that they're doing a lot of things right. There's something special about this team. I've been able to watch them a little bit more than the Astros this year, but they have – ever since the All-Star break, when they got Eddie Rosario and they got Soler and they got Peterson, I mean, their lineup just changed and they're – pitching staff continue to do the same thing that they were doing, which is being solid, and they've even gotten better. So I just think they're trending in the right direction. I think that the fact that there's question marks on Houston's starting staff and also, in the bullpen being taxed, I think that this series lines up really well for the Braves if they can get out to a hot start.
Well, there you have it. I think I would maybe go with Houston just because of veteran experience, but obviously you're the professional. So if people are betting, please go with Gordon's opinion. Mine is.
Please don't. I'm a I always lose. I always lose. So go, right. Go with guys.
All right. Maybe flip a coin, guys. We really don't know what's going on here. That's our Locked On Insider Report for the preview of the World Series. Of course, if you guys need any more information, check out Locked On Astros or Locked On Braves for more details on your teams.
Thanks so much. And you can listen to them at Locked On Now and hear all sorts of great insights about the World Series as we're starting up in just a couple of hours. So let's play ball. Let's focus on the series. And let's hope it's a 7-game series. And let's hope a lot of the outside stuff washes away and we can have ourselves the great World Series that would cap off a very interesting year. And I think this postseason needs it. It needs a big climax. I don't want to know umpires' names. I don't want to hear about check swings. I don't want to hear about balls ricocheting off of Hunter Renfroe. None of that. I just want to see 7 really great games. And you can follow us on Lockdown MLB Pods on Twitter. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And while we're talking about baseball's present, the future of baseball is in the prospects. And that means your second listen, we're your first listen, Locked On MLB. We're your first listen every day. But make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Aaron Lighton is a prospect encyclopedia, and he is going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available on all platforms. This has been Locked On MLB for the 26th day of October 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.